That's right, cheers Rob. There's two games in the Premier League tonight. Firstly, Chelsea host Newcastle and are hoping to boost their chances of top four finish. Here's boss Roberto Di Matteo.
Been in this situation before and have certainly the experience to be playing in all these important games with a lot of pressure on us, and it could prove decisive.
The other game tonight sees Tottenham travel to the Reebok Stadium to face Bolton. Bolton can move 3 points above the drop zone with a win, and Owen Coyle believes home advantage is key.
And they're coming to the Reebok, they're away from home. So we know when we're at our best at the Reebok, we can win points and win games. I'd certainly much rather be facing Tottenham at the Reebok than White Hart Lane, because we know at our maximum we can win that game.
Elsewhere, a horse racing report published today confirms that two horses suffering fatal injuries in this year's Grand National could neither have been foreseen nor prevented. The British Horse Racing Authority report also criticises the 40 jockeys for a mix-up at the start. Horse racing journalist Cornelius Lycett has read the report.
Basically, following this report, the British Horse Racing Authority's Director of Regulation, Jamie Steer, has reiterated the authority's belief that the incidents that led to synchronised the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner and also, according to Pete, suffering injuries so severe that they had to be put down were freak accidents. And in a separate issue, he revealed that all 40 jockeys taking part have been written to by the authority expressing disappointment that they disobeyed officials, leading to one false start and also to further confusion at the start.
Elsewhere in rugby union, England's head coach Stuart Lancaster has been dealt another blow. A second man has turned down the chance to be part of England's backroom team. Wayne Smith has decided to stay in New Zealand for family reasons, and Lancaster was clearly disappointed.
You know, he rang me this morning a couple of hours ago just to sort of tell me of his decision. Clearly disappointed, but fully respect his decision. Understand it. You know, he's got strong family ties back in New Zealand.
This latest blow comes after Saracens' backs coach, Andy Farrell, chose to stay with Aviva Premiership side Saracens after a disagreement between the club and RFU over compensation. That's all your sport for now. We'll be back at 1 p.m.